BreakingPopSyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. PopSyndicate.com.
Misinformation podcast contains themes and subject matter that may be inappropriate for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Welcome to Misinformation, episode 50, part 2. I'm Zach.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm Corey. That's what the music's for.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Well, thanks, man.
How you been?
I've been good, hold on.
Yeah? How is it?
It's strong, and it tastes a little bit like ass, but other than that, it's okay. It doesn't. It's fine.
It's a little nutty?
It is a little nutty.
some of that nutty coffee, I might have a reason for that.
Absolutely. Hey, yeah. I just want everybody to know that Zach has by far one of the greatest studios of all time in his basement.
Do you really think that?
Absolutely. The only thing I can see that's a problem down here is your fucking weapon.
The lightsaber?
The lightsaber.
That's have you seen one of these before?
I don't want to touch it.
Listen.
That's about as gay as it gets.
But also, it sounds like...
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a...
Oh, man.
It sounds like a vibrator.
So that's what Luke was using that for.
Oh, God. He was... Notice he was whiny until...
Doing his sister?
Right. And he was incredibly whiny until Jedi, when he was like, oh!
Wait a second.
Oh! Well, you don't say.
You don't say. Episode 50, Zach. I never thought, not in a million years, that that you would make it this far, that I would get kicked off. And
you weren't kicked off. You were reassigned.
I was pulled off. That's what happened. Well, I literally got pulled off.
Happy ending.
And because of previous podcasting, people won't talk to me now.
Really? Still?
Two people that won't talk to me
still,
anymore.
People you see regularly?
No.
Really?
Just... some other people.
Some other... My wife.
No, she talks to me now. One of her friends and somebody that lives in the community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I won't talk to him anymore, which is fine.
I know why.
I don't care, because... Right. Unless I lose my job and need to find another one, then
right.
I'll care.
Which ultimately was why you reassigned yourself, because money is... Good.
And free, not money, not good.
Not good at all.
So what's going on? I have not listened to a fucking podcast since I left, only because I didn't want to be jealous. You know, I didn't want to have that, like, crap, I wasn't there, and I got a better punchline than that crap.
Right.
Nothing.
Have you seen pictures?
I see pictures. There's like more than one person in here.
Yeah. There was four for the first part of 50. That's all four of the new crew.
Oh, nice.
And we kind of rotate out because of our schedules.
Right.
It'd be great if all four of us could be here every time.
Right. It'd be great if all five of us could be here.
That would be, yes. But I want you to live a happy and productive life,
happy
sir.
Happy wife, happy life.
How jealous do you want to be?
I'm super jealous, man. I'm already extremely jealous because I do talk to you on a regular basis.
Right.
Well, and I do know what's going on. I do know your listenership is up. I got stopped at a establishment around this area and asked when I was coming back.
Oh, yeah, Dana.
Dana, yeah. He said, hey, I hear you're going to come back. And I'm like, shh, my wife's right there. Don't say anything. He's like, oh, okay.
So, you know, I haven't met Dana yet. I talk to him on the internet all the time, but I have not met him face to face. That's right here.
Yep, great guy.
We shop at the same comic book store.
Oh.
So, what? It's limited edition comics and collectibles on College Hill in Cedar Falls. What'd you do?
You are. I dropped my little thingy, blah blah. My coaster.
Your coaster. I need bigger
coaster. Batman coaster.
You like that?
I have to tell you, Zach, that that you have a lot going against you already. You're short. You're bald. You're hairy. Everywhere else but your head. And you have lightsabers in your basement, and you go to comic book stores.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, man, Jenny has to be just a little bit apprehensive.
You just offended three quarters of our listener base.
That's what I do.
For right. A yeah, congratulations.
okay.
I was hoping.
part of the reason why I don't read comic books.
Because you can't read?
No, I can read, but I usually like to read in like one lines, and I have a hard time following the bubbles.
Right, because so they jump
why,
around.
Yeah, so yeah. That's why I don't read them. It's right. Not because I don't like them.
You don't have a very astute or acute attention span.
No, I have a horrible attention span. Yeah, I'm all over the place. ADD with a little bit of HD in there.
You know what high definition?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's crazy good ADD.
It's very sharp to look at, yeah, but is. From the inside, it's terrible. Exactly. You know what Jenny says about her youngest child?
What's that?
That's Corey Ford at 8 years old.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I imagine so. I don't get to sit down very often. Not because I don't have the time. I just forget that I can sit down for a while.
Oh, my God. I have an ass. Yeah. look at back. Oh, my.
What do you mean I can relax? That's crap.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're doing good. 16 countries.
16 countries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're averaging a lot more listeners now. I don't want to embarrass ourselves by saying how few, because in the world of podcasting, our listeners, our listener base, we don't have that many.
Right.
But as far as being an independent podcast, doing real well.
That's
we're having the Misinformation Mixer 09 on April 2nd.
I did see that.
Yeah.
All four people are going to be there. Going to mix well.
It's going to be more like a.
I found something out. When last time I was here, and the last few times that I was doing podcasts with you, we made fun of the Irish a lot.
Yeah.
And I would always say that so that talking like an Irish person sounds like a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that that St. Patrick was actually not originally Irish, that he was actually stolen or kidnapped by pirates?
Really?
And then head to Ireland. So that's why they are pirates.
And that's where you get the term butt pirate.
And also to everybody in Dubai.
We're huge in New Zealand.
What?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I have a buddy of mine who's from New Zealand.
Well, maybe he started listening initially.
Mike Motu, he plays professional rugby.
Really?
In Australia, I think.
Well, that's not New Zealand.
I know, but he's from New Zealand.
Okay. All right. See, and this is how we got the name for our show.
Zach is not following again.
Well, no, this is how when we first started, we got the name for our show is because you would start something and say it, and then it would end up completely wrong.
Exactly. Misinformation.
Right.
That's
right.
Why it's said like that. Exactly.
The Irish are still around. I'm going to visit them in Atlanta.
Cool.
In September.
Good. They're doing well then?
Yeah, they're doing very well. They are in the thousands of listeners. Like, ridiculously successful.
Yeah. Well, the retarded group always likes the stupid people.
Yeah.
So, go retards.
Yeah. Wow, pro-Obama then. Because he likes him some retards.
Yeah, he does like him some retards.
I thought that was an excellent... I thought it was an excellent gaffe on his part because it just made him human.
Very nice.
Did you see that?
I did. I see that Adam and Jay Walker.
Yeah, left you a message.
Yeah, they did. Corey, you're a dick. P.S. Yeah. Your mom.
Yeah, they stopped over yesterday on their way out of town because they heard you were coming over and they wanted to see you. So that should make you feel fucking terrible.
Yeah, I am awful with keeping plans.
Yes. Yeah. Which
have been all my life.
Which I usually build into the plans that we have together.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, if he doesn't make it here on Wednesday... Will he make it here on Thursday?
Thank you. It feels good to be back.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, and you know, the main reason, it has nothing to do. I don't like you.
Oh, well, I don't
like
you.
Right, but the listeners have demanded it.
You know why? It's the smooth, sultry voice, my friend.
Dulcet tones.
Yeah. Once again, you can go out of the English language and I'm gone. You use stuff like dulcet. I'm like, why are you putting that on there?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Too many syllables. Jesus Christ.
Once again, also too many syllables.
Yeah, yeah. And then they come back.
Yeah, they do. So
Easter is coming. So.
Easter is coming. Yeah. I gave some stuff up for Lent this year.
What'd you give up?
Giving shit up for Lent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, good call.
I am Catholic. Like, I am hardcore. Well, I was raised Catholic at a Catholic school, so it ruined all my Catholicism in me.
Right.
Anybody that goes to Catholic school understands that once you go to that school, you'll never be the same for the rest of your life, and that you won't take religion seriously ever again.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because because it's like a Nazi Germany-like style camp when you go there.
Plus, you can never trust a fart.
No, you can never trust
never,
a fart.
Never, because just
speaking of that, did you hear that a kid got suspended from riding the school bus for 3 days because someone accused him of farting on the bus?
Really?
Yeah, down south.
I wish that was the kind of rule that was standard everywhere.
Shit, what?
I'm sick of walking through people's ass gas, man.
Dude, that's my favorite thing to do on Sunday mornings when I go grocery shopping.
Is to fart in the house?
Absolutely.
You know,
and I always tell my wife, it's time to run. It's time to run. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just fucking farted. We gotta go. You know, and then I'm always like, oh, Crystal, oh, crap.
I did the same thing in the O'Hare Airport. We got delayed for 10 hours.
That place stinks anyway.
Oh, man, but I had to poop so bad.
Why don't you go?
Well,
you're afraid you're going to tap your toe?
Well, I don't like it. Yeah, well, I'm a nervous pooper. I don't like pooping anywhere but home.
Yeah.
I like to be comfortable when I poop. And this the fucking airport was rocking. I mean, because all of the flights were canceled, and everybody's just kind of standing around staring at each other, and every bathroom I went in had, like, a line.
You should have interviewed people.
I should have, but I had to poop too bad. Oh. Like, I was afraid that I was going to shit my pants. Mm. And so, well, at one point, you know how it's sometimes the poop kind of settles, and it gives you a gas bubble?
Yeah.
Where you can, like, oh, I can, a little relief.
Yeah.
Well, I did it, and it was fucking terrible, and I look at Jenny, I go, 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 go.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that's a good idea. Run.
Well, and with that many people around, they have no idea who did it.
Yeah.
Unless it's the guy with the look on his face, like, ooh.
Which would have been you.
Which is me.
Because you basically wear your emotions on your face.
It's true. Because there's no room anywhere else. Because everything else is filled with fat.
Speaking of, man, I got to tell you that I am quickly approaching 200 pounds. My wife is making me so fat. And she told me the reason why she's trying to get me to be so fat is because she wants to look skinnier.
I'd like to just stop you here for just a second and remind you that it's probably in your best interest not to say anything that'll get you fired or divorced.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm just saying.
No, she knows that. She's come clean with it. No, she tells everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
I'm, as always, I'm thinking of you.
I appreciate that, Zach, because I don't think of me or anybody else.
No, no, you don't. And then what ends up happening is you end up in
having
to
apologize.
Yeah. Christ. And I worry about you.
I'm good.
I'm just okay, but that I see. I thought you were going to say that she wants you to be fat so that no other women will want you.
No, it's just because she wants to look skinnier next to me.
Well, she's a skinny girl.
I know she is. I don't know what she's worried about.
And Jenny's the same way. She's
chicks in their bodies.
She's like, I need to lose 10 pounds, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I fell in love with you because of the way you look, not because your personality. I mean, shit.
Just kidding. That goes over well all
the
time.
Just kidding. Got her to speak on microphone for the first time
really?
In the 50th episode. Yeah, she said, hi.
Oh, that was impressive.
It was exciting.
Impressive.
Yeah. But she won't. I keep trying to get her to guest host the show. She crippling shyness.
But there's nobody here.
Yeah, she originally, you know, the disclaimer that we have at the beginning of the show, it's her youngest son, and I wanted her to do it because I thought having a girl do it would be kind of neat, you know, no fucking way.
Really?
She's like, no.
Huh.
I'm like, all you have to do is read this paper.
There it is right there.
Yeah,
there it is right there. You're making fun of me that I can't read. She just doesn't want to get it to let it out.
Yeah, because she's illiterate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Zach got her.
She's smarter than us put together.
Zach actually wrote a note and handed it to her, and she's like, okay.
Yeah, whatever. A tank for the toilet paper. That's exactly.
We know how it is.
That would make a lot more sense, wouldn't it?
It would make a lot more sense.
Yeah. I got her drunk.
Well, I don't have any clue why my wife likes me.
Because you do what you're told.
You know what? I have become probably one of the greatest husbands of all time.
Yeah.
I don't do anything without her anymore.
Wow.
You know, and the reason being is, once again, happy wife, happy life.
Right.
But because I'd rather just do that than have to deal with anything that comes because of the decisions I make. We have a different philosophy of life.
Right.
You know, a different philosophy of what life, what's fun in life, what's not fun in life, who friends are, who friends aren't. So instead of having to deal with arguing my point of view, I do that, whatever.
Now, do you find that makes your relationship more exciting or more work? Or both?
Right now, it is, I have the easiest life there is.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
I have, you know, I take care of my duties at home, and then I go to work, and then I come home, and that too. That too. It's a never-ending pun.
Yay.
It's a pun highway.
Number two.
Yeah. So, yeah, it makes my life a lot easier, and I realize that easy and simple is way better than exciting and hard.
Yeah, I could get behind that.
Yeah.
It's easy for me anyway, because Jenny's
she doesn't
so laid back.
She doesn't care.
The only thing she doesn't like is if I yell at her or strippers.
Oh yeah.
Those are the two things that are that and it's your ass.
Yeah, I can't yell or go to strippers either.
Yeah.
I tried it once, I got yelled at. I'm okay with getting yelled at. I prefer getting yelled at. At least I know what her emotions are.
Right, right.
That's at least what, I know where she stands.
That's what I'm screaming because, man, she won't tell me anything.
Yeah, really?
Nothing. No, she'll be pissed. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, see, and I prefer that. I really would. As long as it wasn't about everything,
right.
You know, but when she's pissed, I would really like her to say, hey, I'm upset and here is why.
Yeah.
Especially because she's so laid back and it happens so rarely.
Yeah.
But if it was happening every day, like, I'm pissed because it's 42 degrees today and Schnackenberg said it was going to be 47.
Yeah, I've been in that situation before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't do that.
No, yeah. We talked about her once.
That's
P.S., from what I gather, through the grapevine, she's pregnant.
That's not
so even... another evil demon being raised in this world. But good for her. No, good for her. She's happy and married.
Good for her, except for the fact that that's why episodes 2 through 7 had to be
pulled,
erased.
Yeah.
Yeah. People ask about them.
Well, from what I hear... They are somewhere out in the internet world.
Once something is on the internet,
it's always on the internet.
It's not anywhere that we put it, but apparently there are these podcast aggregators.
Oh, nice.
That they just download your shit and then they put it on their site to try to get traffic.
Oh, nice.
And that's how you can sort of.
I don't. You're beyond me.
If there was a way for me to take it off there, I would.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It is what it is.
We did everything we could do to make it right.
Yeah.
We had the apology.
We did have the apology. Show, which was also very funny, and I like to use the apology version, like, oh, I'm so sorry, you got mad at something stupid.
Yo,
yeah.
See, I can't do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That happens to me all the time. I'm so sorry, you yelled at me.
What?
Wait. Why are you sorry?
How did? Oh, son of a bitch!
God. Foiled again.
Curses
is right.
Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, no, hey. Yes, no, yes.
Curses, Kappa, you got me.
You just Bugs Bunnied me.
Hey, FUD. So anyway, I'm excited that you've made it to 50. I'm excited that you have new friends that come down here and hang out with you and do your little podcast. Do your huge podcast that is broadcast across the globe.
You were right the first time.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Cabin Fever is still plugging away as well.
Oh, man, they're like a fucking freight train now.
That's good for them.
A little jealous, not a lot.
Eh,
yeah. Good for them, though. I mean,
it's easy in Ireland.
Well, they're worldwide, man. They're on the Quick Stop now.
Nah, whatever.
We're clawing. We're on PopSyndicate.com now.
Well, I know. I figured that out after the front part of that played.
Yeah, after the whole PopSyndicate.com. Yeah. It's the most professionally produced part of our show.
the rest of it sucks.
Yeah, the rest of it is just stolen music and lies.
speaking of stolen music and lies, I can't make fun of your hated meteorologist anymore.
Why?
Because I like him.
What?
I do. I have personally had a couple of charity events with him. And he is by far one of the nicest TV guys I've ever met. I'm not talking about his TV personality. I'm not talking about the way he looks on the air. I'm not talking about any of that stuff
What about just accuracy? What about that?
There is no accuracy anymore.
Kronschnabel's accurate?
No, he's not.
Fuck yes, he is.
No, he's not.
And just with that quaff, just with that fucking quaff he has, I fucking respect him.
Yeah, the down-home, next-door neighbor kind of talk. Oh, we're going to have some snow today.
Yeah, and that's why I love him.
Yeah, no, he's just as accurate as any other meteorologist.
What happened?
What happened is that I like him. I met him. I had some time with him. Me and him alone, hugging, maybe patting each other's asses a bit.
He Kevin Spacey'd you, didn't he?
No, he did not Kevin Spacey me. He went farther. No, he did not.
Love's in the air.
No, he did not Kevin Spacey me. He's just a nice guy. I don't watch him on TV. Maybe that's what has to do with it.
He's put on weight.
That's the gayest thing you've said in a long time.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. The gayest thing I've heard you say in a long time.
It's not.
Thanks for the Facebooking yesterday. We made somebody laugh.
Yeah. The guys from Urban Legend.
Yeah, we made them laugh a little
bit. I need to go see them play.
They play all the time, dude.
And I hear they're good.
They are. They do good classic rock.
Yeah, I hear they're right up there with Major Healy.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. They just do a different style of classic rock than Major Healy did.
Which I would love to.
UrbanLegendBand.com if you want to check it out.
Yeah, okay.
Or I'm not going to say mine. Sorry.
No. No, no.
I don't want people to know who I am.
No.
I have my email address.
So I used to work for this radio station.
Yeah. I got to tell you, this economy sucks balls.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Sucks balls. Yeah. I got to tell you, in the industry that I'm in, we are getting shafted. Big time by this fucking economy.
Well, you know, and it's happening everywhere.
I mean, know it, but it's hurting everybody's production. It's hurting it's, you know, the actual what we're the product we're serving to the folks,
right,
is being affected hardcore.
You know, and I know, I notice it, I see it. We're losing XM's going under.
Yeah,
and I just found out yesterday, and I'm like, all right, my new personal goal is to get misinformation picked up by satellite radio. And the guy who runs Pop Syndicate, Stefan, goes, they're closing their doors.
Yeah, they.
I'm like, son of a bitch.
Do you know that they're sending up a new satellite though?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're shooting a new satellite up into space.
But they're going under. I'm confused.
It's XM and Sirius are merging.
Right.
They're merged already.
Okay.
And
but Sirius bought XM, right?
It's kind of a merge.
Absorb.
It's neither here nor there. But okay. It's to the point now where they are having a hard time with subscribers. They have all of this programming that's out there that they need to merge together, and,
right,
and they're just having a hard time doing that. Plus, they have a huge loan that comes due soon.
So do they need to – I guess if they're merging, they need to pare it down then.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because they've got shit broadcasting at the same time and a finite amount of channels.
The same programmers programming the same channels. You know, it's two people doing the same thing that one person could do.
So, but if they merge, then they've got all the equipment from the other place. Why don't they just add channels?
They are not. They're going to actually scale down channels.
Well, that is fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I say that.
So maybe next time you can get Bob Dylan on your little thing. Huh. He's got his own channel. All I want to do is do XM Sirius Radio with the Playboy channel.
Oh, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
Not
that I want to see naked chicks all the time. I just want to say that I work for the Playboy channel.
You know, a buddy of mine worked for Playboy in L.A., and he just got laid off.
Really?
Yeah, he worked in their video division.
Oh, nice.
It was his job to watch the videos, and he was quality control. Talk about fucking a gimme.
Huh.
A gimme job right there.
A gimme and a cummy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Cummy and a goey.
I would be beside myself every day with pleasure.
I'd be on top of myself.
I'd be figure under out a way. Somehow. Win somewhere.
I'd be.
That's
in
pretty
hand.
Cool, though. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, which, you know, he got to live the. And like I told him, I was like, you got to live the dream for a year. You have nothing to complain about.
My dream has been doused by corporate.
Yeah, yeah. So's mine. I mean, really. And the bad thing is with the economy the way it is, especially in the entertainment industry, unless you're a movie star, you're less likely to see anything happen.
There's a very few people controlling a huge amount of outlets.
Right.
Very few people. And those very few people have a lot of control, and they only help their friends out.
Well, and I think my theory here is that podcasts are going to become huge soon because they're free.
Yeah.
And people don't have money to spend on entertainment. So if you can get good entertainment for free,
right,
and since I don't have – are you getting a phone call?
I don't know.
Since I don't – you know, I don't have any expectation that I'm going to make money
right
from this. It allows me to put out the same quality, quotes, quality of entertainment. And so when people are like, oh, shit, I can't afford XM anymore, but I can go to the internet and it's free and get the same type of shit and
right,
then listen to it whenever I want, not have to be home at 8 o'clock because that's when it plays. Podcast should fucking blow up because everybody – the internet's one of those things that people aren't going to say, oh, things are a little tight this week. I better shut
you
off
have
my
it or you don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period.
It's, you know, it'd be like shutting off your phone 20 years ago. You're not
right,
going to shut off your fucking phone.
Right.
You know, unless you just stop paying and they shut you off, which
right,
I need to pay Verizon today. By the way, $133.
I see you have a bill right here.
Yeah. $133.
Well, that's a lot of money for a cell phone.
Yeah, it's several months.
Oh.
And it's not because I don't have the money to pay. I always forget about Verizon. I need to put it – I with this new computer, I have a spreadsheet now with all my bills and stuff.
Yeah.
I need to add Verizon to
which
it.
Means so you have too much fucking time on your hands.
Time.
Well, you know what it is? You know what it is? And I envy you. Not that I don't want to be around people, but
right,
I envy you because your hours that you work for your job give you a ton of free time for yourself.
Right. Yeah.
During the day.
Yeah. Because the boys are at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is going to come to a crashing halt in June.
I know. But still, you still have time. I mean, you still have that time for yourself. And I get an hour in the morning and then I have to be at work.
Yeah. And then
you
when
know,
you
and
come
nothing
home,
against being with my wife. I like that too. But son of a bitch.
I tell you, nothing makes you appreciate the time you spend, excuse me, with your significant other more than not ever seeing them.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet you don't get to see
never. No, and I felt terrible because Jay and Adam were in town. Jay went to Walker and Adam Lee.
Right.
Jay got me started in comedy, and Adam's his son. They were in town, and I couldn't do the show with them. Because I had to work. There was no way I could get out of it. And so they stayed a few extra days so that we could hang out, you know, just go out to eat and just hang out like normal people, which was really refreshing. They came over for supper the night before last. We grilled out, and they just sat around, and, you know, there wasn't anything about comedy. It was just we're friends hanging. Completely different feeling.
Weird.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Did Wendell ever shut up?
Nope.
No, no, kept on same thing.
Yeah, it was fun, but I tell you, the guy, it's like having your favorite old uncle over.
It's weird because you say bird to him, and he's got 55 one-liners about birds.
Yeah, and then he's doing this new thing now where he'll just go on about it, but it's complete. It's all non sequitur, unrelated stuff, but he runs it together like he's having a conversation with you, and it's hilarious.
That's weird.
Yeah, he does it on purpose.
Well, yeah.
And then he faked a heart attack the other night. That was kind of funny.
Funny to who?
Him.
I bet, yeah.
Adam had pissed him off, so he was laying on the bed at the hotel room going, my heart. And I go, Jay?
My heart.
Jay.
Oh, God, my heart.
You have a pacemaker. And then he goes,
ow, my pacemaker kicked in, my heart.
That seems normal.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. So what else is going on, man? It's been a long time. I mean, we talk once in a while.
Right. Nothing. We got that mixer coming up. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, what's going on with that? What's this mixer you're going to be doing?
It's April 2nd at Smitty's.
Just going to hang out?
Yeah, 709 Jefferson Street in Waterloo. Yeah. We're inviting everyone that listens to the show.
Right on.
They can come down, and the first 40 listeners of the show, free drink.
Nice.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's going to be four of us.
Yeah.
That's maybe 10 drinks we'll have to buy, 40, 50 bucks a piece.
That's not a big deal.
And plus, that's not that many people are not going to show up.
Well, you never know, man. You never, ever know.
I'll be ecstatic if 10 people show up. Ecstatic. Yeah. I mean, I'll be really, really excited if 10 people show up.
What if people from other countries show up?
We have, close. We've got some people from Illinois coming.
Yes, that is a different country.
We've got Justin and
by the way, they are called Fibtabs.
Fibtabs.
They're fucking Illinois bastards towing a boat.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we call in Wisconsin because every spring there's 5,000 fucking cars or trucks, pickup trucks from Illinois driving with a boat behind them into Wisconsin, and those motherfuckers do not know how to drive.
No, no.
It's worse than Mason City, Iowa. Those fuckers don't know how to drive either.
Wow. Yeah. You have a vendetta.
Oh, God. That county? Cerro Gordo?
Cerro Gordo.
Oh, every time I see one of those license plates, I fucking get out of the way.
Cerro Gordo.
Cerro Gordo.
Cerro Gordo.
And people with guns. I get away from them, too.
Good.
Yeah.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Bang, dead.
Yeah, exactly.
They're coming, Justin and, God, what is his wife's name? She just emailed me the other day. Amy?
Okay. Hey, Amy, Justin. Hey, Amy.
I think Amy. Amy or Amanda. Something. Okay. Yeah. They're both coming. Like 240 miles they're coming.
Really? Just for the
yeah. One? Yeah. They reserved a room at the Ramada.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is awesome. But I tried to warn them. I'm like, you might be the only two that show up.
So what? They won't care.
No, they're going to hang out. Well, I tell you what, if they're the only two that show up, they're probably going to drink free.
Yeah, they're going to get drunk.
Oh, God. I hope they're both 21.
As they say in the street, I hope they're going to get crunk. What's that mean? I don't know.
It's urban. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either. I said hi to an urban fellow yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he said back.
Yo.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Looked right at me. Walked away.
Really?
Yeah.
Honky. Cracker.
Yeah. I went in to go get some food one day, and I got some from a deli, and I got some chili.
Yeah.
And the lady behind the counter goes, do you like crackers? And I said, absolutely, I love crackers. She goes, the boys next door do not. They always refuse them. They are urban. And every time she asks them, do you like crackers, they always go, no, and they walk away.
Maybe it's because she still calls them boys.
Yeah, that's why Barack Obama. What?
I said, nothing. Maybe she's insensitive to their ethnicity.
Yeah.
Maybe that's her problem.
Well,
I've never eaten there, but I hear it's good food.
Very, very good. They're good people, too.
I've been eating at the Screaming Eagle.
Yeah, I eat there all the time.
Yeah, I normally would have swore off any establishment owned by that fellow, but I tell you, he runs a tight ship.
He runs a very tight ship. I mean, and you know what? And as anal as he is about everything, yeah. And as hard to get along with people as he is sometimes, probably one of the nicest guys. If you treat him well, he treats you like a fucking king.
Well, and he owns another place on Main Street called Toad's, and that is the only fucking bar on that street. If the street is busy, because there's a bunch of bars and for people who are listening, it's where the nightlife's at in Cedar Falls, and if all the bars are busy, that's the only place you can go in and get a drink in a decent amount of time, even if they're fucking rocked in there.
Yeah, you can always get a drink.
Yeah, you won't wait. I mean, maybe 2 minutes at the most, and you go across the street to fucking Burke's, and that place can suck my cock because you'll wait 20-30 minutes if you don't know the bartender.
Yeah, and the bartender will look at you and go.
Yeah,
and then walk away.
Yeah, and go serve one of their friends.
Yeah,
but it's college crowd, and so it's somebody. Yeah, but
it is what it is.
I tell you where you get a drink immediately. Actually, I don't even order anymore. Smitty's.
Really?
Yeah, I just walk in and he hands me a beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, which sucks if I'm stopping in to talk to him on my way to work, because then I have to hand him back an open beer and say I'm going to work.
Yeah,
So,
no thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just a lot of good establishments. A lot of good live music coming up, too. I mean, there's a lot of good local bands around here, which just it pumps me up because I've been working local bands forever.
See, you need to get me some of that music.
I'll
push them on the show, man.
You got it, man.
I mean, local stuff, I want to give the local people.
You have to get Lotus's new CD. Very good.
Is it good? What kind of music is that?
I would say it's a combination of classic rock and alternative rock.
And they write their own stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's and Urban Legend writes some of their own stuff too, right? Because they have CDs.
No, they do not.
So they're just cover CDs.
They don't have CDs either.
I thought they did.
No, you're crazy.
I'm confused.
No, you're absolutely crazy.
Okay, it's the dog upstairs. These are good microphones, huh?
Holy balls, dude!
Yeah, he thinks he needs to go outside is his problem. But the minute I let him out of his house, he'll run down here and sniff your balls.
Dude, I got to tell you that I'm hungry. And I thought, oh, my God, is that my stomach? Seriously?
What the fuck is that?
Holy crap, I'm going to fart and have to run.
No, he's feeling left out.
But that's too bad.
The minute I let him out of there, he won't leave us
alone. Hey, you're used to that, all sports. You got left out of a lot of things, didn't you?
Yeah.
Pick last.
I didn't get left out of dodgeball because they always wanted me in there so that even the retarded kid could hit somebody.
That's that big fucking melon of yours. He had a good target to throw.
Well, because as I duck to the side, all you hear is,
Mom, why can't I hold my head up?
I've always got my ear to the ground.
I can tell you, I don't know what TV shows you watch. I'm forced to watch a lot of stuff, which is fine because I end up liking it in the end, like Survivor.
I hear you like it in the end.
Ouch. Like Survivor. I always hated Survivor.
Yeah, I can't watch
that. Fucking hated reality TV.
Yeah.
Now I don't mind it so much. I make fun of the people while I'm watching it.
Right.
I get a little disgusted at times.
Right.
My favorite show right now is The Biggest Loser.
I watched the night before last.
Yeah, The Biggest Loser, and not because these people are bettering their lives.
Right.
I don't watch it for the same reasons other people watch it. I watch it because there's nothing funnier than watching a fat person fucking cry.
Or fall.
And they always cry.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the last one where the lady was like, her mom had got voted off, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm like, there's 3 weeks fucking left. You're going to see your mom in 3 weeks. She did not die.
Well, you know who I want to see actually fall and probably die?
Who?
Are those two ex-models.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you were making money modeling and you let this happen to yourself. Look at you. You're 300 pounds and you still think you're pretty.
From coke to choke.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, she probably went from not fucking giving head to giving head like it was her fucking job.
They have never said what kind of models they were.
Well, and that's what Jenny said. Maybe they're plus-size models.
Yeah. Plus.
like Wayne Bryant models.
I don't think there's a size in the American or in the metric system that could actually measure the size of them being models.
They're
that
super plus-size.
There's one chick on there that was like 350,000 pounds, that one chick. And she's like, I lost 100 pounds. Yeah, but you're still 263 fucking pounds, you fat ass.
Well, that's exactly what Jenny just said is that... She, what the fuck just happened there?
I don't know what you're doing, man. You'd stopped recording on one and then started recording on a different one.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. That's weird. It just went away.
You gotta quit fucking with your shit and just let it run.
Yeah, I was trying to see it so I could see what was happening.
To give you an idea what's going on, we're recording on a digital recorder right now, and you can see the audio in front of you, and what happened was is that Zach pushed a button and
it went away.
And there's four tracks here, and now we have three running recording at the same time.
See, and what that is going to do is it's going to affect the volume now.
Well, not really. You can see up above that it's a little bit louder up above than it is everywhere else.
That's just, the only reason it looks louder though is because the track is wider. I just stretched the track out so I could kind of watch and see if
can
it was
just delete over. Well, let's not talk about this one.
Right, because it's not terribly exciting. But I'm gonna have to figure out some way to fix that.
You'll figure it out.
I probably won't.
You'll be just fine.
Fucking shit up.
It is what it is. So yeah, I love The Biggest Loser. I think there's a great message to be had, and that is don't fucking let yourself get that fat.
Yeah, put down the sandwich.
It's not that hard. Like, I've gained a ton of weight since I've been married.
Yeah, you're huge.
But I'm not
fucking
huge.
Hate you.
I love you. But it's oh my God, fat people crying, fat people trying to run up a hill, fat people trying to figure out how many calories there are.
Well, and
stuff. It's a comedy.
The problem that I have with Biggest Loser though is
they're all losers.
Yes, but they're like that kid. Kid that's on there with the short hair, the white kid. He's trying to better his life, right? Yeah. And they all want to vote him off because he's been very successful.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, like, hey, way to go. Because they're all encouraging each other until the day to vote. And then they're like, he's going to be the biggest competition. I'm like, fucking, that kid has his life in front of him. Let him get skinny, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
You had your chance, bitch, and you blew it.
I don't know why I'm cheering on people that have let their bodies go as they get back into where they should be. Why am I cheering that on? Why is that such a big show? Dude, you let your life go to shit.
Right.
And okay, let's put you on a TV show.
Right.
Where you can better your life and everyone's gonna cheer you on.
At least they're not getting the gastric bypass.
That one guy did.
Which guy?
The dad.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's had it twice.
Really?
He had gastric bypass and some other surgery. That's why he looks like he has he's got curtains hanging off his titties.
Well, yeah, he looks like the chicken Jabba's palace in Jedi.
Exactly.
Oh, that's in the cantina. But
that is in the cantina.
Yeah.
And
sorry. Fuck.
That's where that green guy was at. That's the first time we saw him. Gringo or whatever his name
Greedo?
Is.
Greedo. It's the first and last time we saw him because Han shot first. I don't fucking care what anybody fucking says. Han shot first. And he should have, because he saved his own life.
You know it's not real life, Zach. That it's just a movie.
I will fucking come across this table at you.
Which won't take much, because it's about 2 feet wide.
I'll be on you like a spider monkey, I swear to God.
I'll just move. Hey, wait a second. When I jump, don't move.
Yeah, let's make this fair, asshole. They can't see you.
I know, but it's funny to me. It doesn't matter.
That's been the hardest thing to explain sometimes to the other guys that record. You know, is they'll do something really funny visually. I'm like, great, but...
Let's explain this now.
Yeah, but they can't see you.
Right.
So that didn't work.
Right.
And teaching people microphones is tough. Because they'll be talking like this.
Yeah.
Wait, what's going on? What's it say? Whoa.
Are you on a tilt-a-whirl? Because if you are, get off, fucker.
Or they'll get right up here and something funny will happen. And then they'll laugh uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And it's like, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah.
So everyone has headphones now. And it's really helped.
I bet it has.
A lot.
So they understand.
Yeah.
They completely understand.
Yeah. And we use you see that mic there? That's our fourth mic actually, and it's the quality on it isn't quite as good, so that's a little tricky.
I imagine not. You have good microphones down here. I don't. Yeah. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
This is about as boring a podcast as it's been because I don't. I have to. I'm walking a fine line of censorship right now.
Mm.
I really want to go off, but I know that I can't.
About work?
Oh, just about everything. Just oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think how we could. Oh, see, we've tried that in the past.
It
doesn't work.
Oh, man, I lose control.
Yeah, because it's like, blah, 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 hey, my fucking blah, 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 and then it turns into something ugly, and then, And we've even tried, because one of the new hosts, Eric, works somewhere where I used to work.
Yeah.
And we've tried to talk about it, but we have to be so vague that it comes off as the least interesting conversation. So this one time, I did this one thing, and it had this one result.
Yeah.
crazy.
That is crazy. You know? Have you talked about the bank robberies in town?
No.
You have not?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then we probably won't then.
Well, a little bit. I mean, we mentioned them a little bit sparingly. Okay. If you will. Yeah, just kind of a broad strokes of there were a lot of them.
Yeah.
No one was caught.
Yeah.
And it's no one's fault.
You're right. It is no
right.
one's fault.
Right. That guy was smooth.
That guy, no, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
There was nothing smooth about it.
He's very smooth.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, not violent.
Well, yeah, well, if that okay, all right. If non-violent thievery is smooth,
right?
Then what about the cracks and the holes and the problems with catching and now seriously, here's the deal. And I know that
careful.
I know. Okay. I know for a fact that there. No, I can't even do this.
Yeah,
now.
You can't. Yeah, you can't because. Because
I know.
Basically, the reason you can't do this is because you're a local personality. People know who you are, and if you start being overly critical of people in the community, it'll end badly for you.
And that's not it's not the police force, the investigation. No. It has nothing to do with any of that.
No.
I just a lot of it has to do with bank teller training, and that is where I draw the line.
I would agree with that.
I know exactly. I have a friend who works at one of the banks.
Really,
and the training is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, the training they go through for this. And the end result is as we see.
I don't think they're there to help the authorities catch the crook. They're there to
secure banking. I get that.
Which, hey, man, it's not your money.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck, here.
Yeah. They don't want to.
Police?
Yeah, they don't want to. Put their own lives at risk. I know that too.
And just fucking lock the door.
Yeah.
He's obviously not the bashing through the windows type.
What grabs my attention is that this guy walks out and goes somewhere else and he just disappears.
Poof. Like gone. A fucking ninja.
I know.
I hear he's quick like a bunny though. I hear he like.
Yeah. But, well, I don't know. In bed too.
You know him?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. So I was like, you could probably, I think there's a reward.
You know what? I studied that bank shot.
Yeah.
I studied that for about an hour one night.
The one that was in the paper?
Yeah.
He looks like every dude you ever see.
I'm like, dude, that could be me. Yeah. I'm a little taller than he is, but that could be me.
Yeah. I mean, he's white guy number five.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
And seriously, knowing, and I say that could be me. I couldn't get away with that crap.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all. They'd go up one big eyebrow.
Well, there weren't any on Saturday.
No,
and that's when you have your eyebrow.
Sunday.
No, you have, but you have it on Saturday.
It's
taken off on Sunday.
Yeah, but it grows throughout the week.
Yeah. Well, it's looking good right now. Do you have Wednesday?
I had eyebrow Sunday, man.
Really?
It's done so much that it only takes place once every other week.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're paring back a little bit.
I am paring back a little bit. I do have eyebrow Sunday still, though. And actually, I'm getting to the point where I'm so old that it grows my ears and my nose.
Right.
Like on my nose.
Like on the end
of it? I have a soul patch at the end of my nose. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And my wife's like, you should shave your nose. Oh. I'm like, I'm not shaving my nose.
No.
Pluck away, sister. I'm not shaving my nose. And I'm not married to my sister.
Anymore.
Our kids turned out funny.
I envy everything that you have going on above your Adam's apple.
Nice. Very nice.
Because you have good hair.
I have good hair.
I can grow.
I'm growing a mullet.
I can grow a little bit.
No, I'm really growing a mullet.
Like, do you lose a bet or something?
No. Great White is going to be in town for my Waterloo days. And and I am growing a mullet for Great White.
Wow.
And believe me, it will be business on top and party in the back. I'm getting it cut old style mullet.
No.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Great White. Are they the ones that killed people?
They didn't kill people. The actual venue killed people.
Okay.
The pyrotechnics
so
killed people.
So then your answer in short is yes.
No. No. Actually, it's all behind everybody. They settled with everybody, so they're good.
Now, is this going to be an outdoor deal?
Yep.
Okay,
outdoor.
Good.
And free.
Good. Really?
Yeah. Free show.
Now, are they doing that all downtown again this year?
They're going to be doing it at the Plaza.
What's the Plaza?
That new brick square thing.
Where?
By the thing.
Where? I don't know.
Right people by 218, right there on right Park. Park Avenue.
People don't care.
Yeah, they do.
No, because nobody here listens to the show.
Oh.
Yeah. I fall into this trap every time. I'll start to talk about something that's going on around here and realize nobody fucking cares.
I fell into a trap today. I ended up here.
Zing.
Ow.
Ouch. Burn.
So, so I'm growing a mullet. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because right now it just looks like a big old mop of shit.
Yeah, which works for you, though.
It so far.
And considering, I mean, where you work, and no one cares. Needs to see you.
No. Well, I've been doing a lot of live stuff.
But you keep the beard trimmed and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't grow a beard at work. It's against the rules.
So. Really?
Yeah.
That's not unfortunate.
I can grow a mustache.
Oh.
I'll start driving a van with smoked windows and a bumper sticker that says, "Don't laugh, it might be your kid in here."
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's that actually explains a lot. Thank you very much.
I
appreciate that.
But the thing, you know, we used to be able to have goatees and stuff. But even when I worked at Target, like, they're very stringent about the facial hair rule.
Really?
Like, yeah, it had to be like a certain amount of growth. And the rule at Menards, when I worked at Menards, a home improvement center, was that you had to have at least 3 days of growth. So, like, you'd have to go on your days off and grow your facial hair on your days off and then come back with at least 3 days of growth.
There has to be something against the law about that.
You would think so, but you're pretty much at the fucking mercy of these retail places because you sign something when you get hired at both Menards and Target that says they own your thoughts and that anything you think of while you're at work is their property. So, like, if you come up with an awesome invention, they own it. So every time I would think of something, like if I'd go to one of my bosses and say, "Hey, I had this idea," the way I would say it is, "Hey, I was at home on the shitter and I had this idea." I was off the clock at home.
That's highly illegal, by the way.
Well, yeah, but you sign it.
I wouldn't sign it.
But I need money, man.
Dude.
I was on a fucking budget.
You can work there and not sign that crap.
No, they won't let you. If you don't sign your fucking paperwork.
Legally, they have to let you.
I don't think they do.
That's an option. There's no way they can own your thoughts. That's highly illegal.
I don't know,
especially,
man.
Like in my business. They can't even put that shit in my contract.
Well, that's because you don't have thoughts.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Hurtful.
No, it's not hurtful. I'll tell you. I can take a lot, bitch.
I heard. About 9 inches at least. Before you even wince.
And that's only swallowing.
Yeah, wow. Holy poop shoot. Imagine the fucking hog you could take back there, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
I work for the circus on the side.
Oh.
That's my music I have in my head nonstop.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't stop. I can't stop moving around anymore. Like, I think my ADD is getting worse. Like, I need to go to the doctor and get some concentration medicine.
I can't stop peeing anymore.
You know what? My wife makes fun of my urethra all the time.
Really?
She always just because I'll go pee and then I'll walk in back and get into bed or something.
Right.
And she'll touch my wang.
You gotta go pee again.
There'll be pee on there. I'm leaking still.
We'll be like, well, we don't wipe.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
Wipe.
So I mean,
dude, if I shake too much, that's masturbation.
Yeah, and then you won't have it to give to her, and then she'll be pissed off because you don't love her anymore. I know how that works.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How old are you now? I'm just curious.
I'll be 36 in July.
36. So you're really not that much older than me. I'm 30. I'm 30 now.
I know you're.
I broke it. You're an
old fucker.
But I've noticed in the last 2 or 3 years that I have to, like, I'll drink coffee all day. After we're done here, I need to hurry up and edit because I want to get it up before I go.
Right.
I want to get the show up before I go to work.
Yes.
And I'll be drinking coffee like a fucking fiend. But the problem is then I'll have to stop and piss every 20 minutes while I'm converting the files.
That's why mostly I don't get anything done because I drink coffee all day long. And right before I get something done, I have to go pee and then I'll go back and then I'll come back and I'll forget what I was doing.
Yeah. And then if you poop, you know, you don't have that kind of time.
I tell you, man.
You know.
I've had some really good shits lately.
Really? See, I haven't. I've had some problems.
Really?
Like, I haven't had a good, solid. And I ate Pablo's yesterday. And usually that guarantees me a good poop today.
Yeah.
Nothing, man.
Really?
Like, I went before you got here, and it was very, very unfulfilling.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, this morning, seriously, I got a new game for my DS, so I've been playing that while I shit.
Mm-hmm.
And today I got through, 14 puzzles while I was shitting, and every 2 minutes I was squeezing out a turd. Like, really? Every 3 minutes. There was no work to it. It was effortless.
Right.
And goosebumps at the same time.
Really?
So it was a good one.
See, and remember when I texted you yesterday because I thought you were on your way?
Yeah.
And I said, just go ahead and come in because I have to poop?
Yeah.
I pooped, but it was like one of those that just leaves you feeling like that wasn't right. Yeah, disappointed.
Yeah.
Maybe you
should go get one of those colon washes.
You know, have you seen the commercials for those on TV that say
that guy?
Yeah, he's like, you know,
at Jay Leno's desk.
Yeah, and he's like, I used to have a BM that was like the diameter of a pencil, and now it's like a baby arm. I'm like, what? Well, you remember when you were when babies their BMs was big and sturdy. No, it's not. It looks like fucking orange tapioca pudding.
Looks like mustard.
Yeah, there's, it smells worse. A big sturdy poop. No. It's not like that kid's dropping a fucking loaf.
Whatever color you feed the baby is the color that comes out.
Right, because their digestive systems aren't totally, you know, formed yet. You know, no, that's why you can't feed a baby steak.
Yeah.
You know, even pureed steak, they probably shouldn't have it. You know?
No, I don't think they can. Anyway. So, yeah, I love pooping still.
So do I. And, like, you know, that's what comic books are good for, too.
Yeah.
And we got this draft magazine. We still have no idea why we're getting it.
Oh.
It comes in Jenny's name, comes every 2 months, and it's just about beer.
Oh,
fantastic.
Fantastic.
Hey, I've switched to that fancy beer lately.
What beer are you drinking now?
All kinds of different stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I'll go to, like, the Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits.
Yeah.
Or Walmart has a pretty extensive beer selection now, and I'll go get something like a micro.
All made in China. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I drink Blue Moon.
Really?
I'm specifically Blue Moon right now.
And that's it.
And
right
Flat
now?
Tire once in a while.
Flat Tire.
Whatever. I call it Flat Tire.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I can't read.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I drink Belgian beer now.
And if I go out, like if I go to Screaming Eagle or something, I get Guinness. Guinness
yeah.
on. As long as it's on tap, I will not drink it out of
there
the bottle.
There is a fantastic beer made by Guinness.
And Smittix? Smittix?
That might be it.
Yeah. It's spelled Smithwix?
Yeah.
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 Smittix. It's actually pronounced Smittix. It's,
man,
yeah.
What a- awesome beer. If you ever get a chance to drink that beer, do it and send me a six-pack.
They are one of our unofficial sponsors of Misinformation. The reason that they're unofficial is we talk about them all the time, and they want nothing to do with us.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want anything to do with you either.
Yeah, Misinformation is unofficially sponsored by Smittix, as you know, Red Bull from way back.
Yeah.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
For a while, quickstopentertainment.com.
Until they figured out what you're doing.
Yeah, we don't want you here. Fair enough. And then our official sponsor is PopSyndicate.com.
Nice.
Yeah. So
thanks, Pop.
Yeah, thanks. Stefan over there is a good dude. My private messages box was broken for like 3 months.
I appreciate Stephanie.
Stefan.
Oh.
Stefan. It's dude. Yeah.
Oh.
He lives in Sweden.
Oh, sorry.
With a Swedish wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I believe he's trumped you, sir.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. So they moved him over there. They're like, hey, we want your wife to do this job. You come with.
Rough gig.
Yeah, real rough. Yeah.
I don't have that type of story.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. He's trying to work on getting us tickets because we're going to Dragon Con.
Right.
In September, and he's working on getting us some press passes and stuff so that we can save a little money and then we'll write for the website and in exchange for free tickets.
Yeah. Cool.
You don't know what I'm talking about at all, do you?
Dragon Con has to be some sort of comic book convention.
Yes. Comic, sci-fi, and cosplay, I believe.
All right.
With cosplay kind of creeps me out a little bit.
I don't know what that is.
Is that LARP? Have you seen Role Models?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lair?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Lair is actually LARP.
Yeah, okay.
It's scary.
It is scary. Yeah. It's only because they can't have a life of their own.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know how. Yeah, it's getting close, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. I worry about you. I don't want you to be late to go back for work.
Yeah, I have a phone call to make on the way, too, to make sure that I'm not in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Oh, God, I hope she doesn't listen. That just would be the end of both of us.
If she's keeping track, I'm in trouble.
The meeting was supposed to end 42 seconds ago.
And I will have to sleep underneath your Chicago Bears thing down here in your
house. I slept down here a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Were you in trouble?
Yeah, it was a bad deal.
Oh.
Well. Yeah, and then she yelled at me for sleeping down here.
Yeah,
she
can't
was
win,
like,
buddy.
I didn't tell you, I didn't say you couldn't sleep in bed. And I'm like, I was scared of you.
I would have said, I didn't want to sleep in bed.
But it wasn't so much that. It was, I knew she was angry.
Yeah.
And I knew that it wasn't going to be a pleasant experience, you know, because she was going to be angry. And I didn't want to go upstairs and fight with her. And I knew she had to be up early in the morning. So I'm like, you know what?
You're
screw
being
it.
Nice.
I'll just sleep downstairs because that'll give her time to kind of get over her issue, and then we'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and then she woke up. I wasn't in bed, and she's like, where the fuck is he? And then she came down to get ready for work, and here I am asleep on the Chicago Bears couch.
Poor guy.
Yeah. But,
poor guy.
At least my cat slept with me.
That's nice.
On my chest. So I was like,
your cat's fucking huge.
I know. He's a large,
gigantic,
large
feline.
Weird.
Never again.
No.
I'm never thinking what you're thinking ever again.
Yeah, you are. You know how I can tell? Boobs.
Damn it. Oh, curses. Sorry.
Yeah.
Curses. So anyway, we have to wrap things up.
Yeah,
so I gotta
roll. You
gotta
go. Because you were nice enough to come over here on your lunch break today.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you stopping in.
Hey. My plan is this. I really, really, truly miss being here. I truly miss coming here and being able to say things that normally I can't say either in public or on the radio on my job.
Right, right.
There's a weight system there.
My
thought process is that at some point in time, there's going to have to be a conversation at home, and that conversation is going to have to say, hey, here's what's going on.
Right.
You are more than welcome to listen to it. I'll promise not to do this, this, and this.
Right. Yeah, that's
fair. And then please let me, you know.
Right.
Because I don't think it's a big deal. And truly, there's no one that, I won't promote it. You can market it and you get
right.
it done.
And you've basically learned your lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could be a little infant dust for me to think that, so.
Yeah. It'd be a little what?
Infant dust.
What?
That's a really smart word for stupid.
Oh. Really? Do you get a word of the day calendar?
Yes, I do! No, actually, there used to be a speed metal band in town called Infindus. Yeah.
And I never knew what that meant, actually.
I have a t-shirt that says Infindus in the front of it, and everybody's like, what's that? I said, it's a band. Oh, what's it mean? It's a really smart word for stupid, jackass.
Can you do me a favor and record that conversation when it happens?
No, I cannot. No,
that would be awesome.
I don't think that would be appropriate for or help my cause.
Does she still hate me?
No, I don't think she hates you. I think that she should have, the problem she had was that she felt that you should have stood up for her a little bit and told me to stop.
She's not my wife.
I know.
Okay.
So, that's, and as conservative is.
Yeah.
That, right. I mean, she is about as conservative as it comes.
Which is fair. And,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I don't think that she was necessarily 100% wrong for being offended.
Oh, absolutely not.
But I, fuck no, I'm not going to, it's not my job to stand up for her.
No. I'm
not her champion.
Yeah, so
no,
she.
I'm not anybody. I better not be anybody's champion because I'm fucking worthless.
She is the queen of justification.
Right, right.
So when it comes to things that she believes are right, everybody has to think that just because you think it's right doesn't mean it is right.
Well, and it's probably better that she hates me than hates you, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Which I don't like that she dislikes me, but I prefer that she dislikes me.
I don't even have a cardboard box, so if she didn't like me, I'd be in some serious shit.
You'd be homeless.
I would be living in my office.
Oh, that's not a bad offer.
No, it's not.
Really? I mean, you got that picture of Steve Martin?
No, fucking child support.
What? Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. I know it, and there's no problem paying child support. It's just a lot of it's coming out.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's an amazing amount.
Yeah.
An amazing amount. And really, I have no problem paying for children.
Yeah, and cute kid, too,
by the way. Absolutely.
I don't think he's yours.
What? No, fantastic kid.
Way too cute to be yours, though.
Cute, smart, verbal. I mean, the kid knows. He's a good kid. It's just, I have no problem paying for that at all because it's my money.
But it's a lot.
It is an amazing amount. I mean, when half of my paycheck disappears. And it just sucks.
Uh-oh.
So,
uh-oh.
That's my cue, brother.
Do you think that's it? You think it's her?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you,
everybody. I will try to come back as soon as I possibly can.
Then we want to have you back.
Yes,
so,
I will.
And that's not saying anything against my new host. We would like to have you back in addition.
Yeah, you got it, man.
So, thank you. That has been episode 50, part 2 of Misinformation. I'm Zach.
Woo, I'm Corey.
I love you.